still. Okay, I'm here with offensive coordinator Todd Haley. Todd, I want to take you back to the end of August when the team made the trade for Vance McDonald. What did you like about him as a player?
He's a very explosive guy on the line of scrimmage, you know, played with violence. As a pass receiver, very good run after catch. I mean, he's a guy that gets his pads low. He's fast, you know, explosive player overall.
Did we see a little bit of that against the Texans?
Yeah. You know, when he's been in there, I think we've seen it. Again, he's had a tough year as far as staying healthy. We got him here the last couple of weeks, and he'll be a big piece for us offensively as we go forward.
Was it the plan to get him involved early, or is that just the way it kind of happened?
Not him specifically. I mean, we had some quick passing early out of an empty set, you know, in regular people, and anytime you do that, you know, you got you probably got linebackers on tight ends and backs, and he was able to win and make a couple early plays for us.
When you were putting together that game plan for the Texans, you knew you were going to be without Antonio Brown. When you're doing that and you know you're going to be missing a player of that caliber, do you make concessions for his absence when you're making the plan, or is it still about the best way to attack that particular opponent's defense?
Well, the good thing, you know, we got very good depth at the receiver position. We were able to move Martavis over into what we call the X position or split end, and he really is a natural X. You know, if AB weren't here, that'd be the guy that probably most natural playing that position. And, you know, I thought he did a very good job stepping in, playing a new spot. He studied hard. He knew what was going on, and he was able to make some plays for us.
It's often tough for young receivers to get playing time and be contributors as NFL rookies. What does Juju Smith-Schuster have that has allowed him to get on the field so early in his rookie season and then have the kind of season he's had so far?
I think, number one, he showed right from the start, going all the way back to the rookie minicamp, right after the draft, that he's a smart guy. You know, he pays attention, he listens, he's very coachable, he studies, you know, and that did not trip him up. You know, and then once he's in there, his ability in the run game, specifically in the sub run game, you know, where you need a big body in there to block bigger defenders, you know, he's obviously shown a great willingness to block with great pride. We grew that into some of these cracks and outside tosses we've been running where we're putting him on defensive ends. You know, he's done a very good job in the run game. He's raised the bar some, so to speak, and guys have stepped up around him. You know, our perimeter blocking has been very, very good, you know, and on top of that, because of his intelligence, he's able to play multiple positions from play to play, and he's consistently made plays when opportunities have popped up.
At various times over the season, the offense has had to use Chris Hubbard, B.J. Finney filled in Houston for Ramon Foster, Matt Filer, even Gerald Hawkins. What do you think of the depth along the offensive line?
Well, I think it's awesome. You know, I've said going back to last year, I think we got the best group up front, and that includes our depth. You know, it's my hat goes off to the job that Coach Munchak and Coach Surrett have done developing those young guys, and when they've had opportunity, they've stepped in and played at a high level. Chris Hubbard, you know, has played multiple positions, multiple games for us, and allowed us to play at a winning level against very good competition, you know, whatever position he's been in. So really just the depth is awesome. You don't see that very often. So on top of, you know, a great front five, you know, I think we have guys that can step in and allow us to do everything we want to do.
You know, in Houston, too, Finney played, as I mentioned, left guard, and he filled in at center when Marquise Pouncey got taken out of the game just to rest. Talk about him a little bit and how difficult that might be to be able to play those two positions.
It's very difficult, but, you know, what you have with Finney, much like I was talking about Juju, you got a very smart guy that studies hard. He prepares every week as if he's the guy, you know, at not only the center position but either guard. And he also has played some extra O-line tight end for us. You know, he's a very good young player that's tough. And, you know, we've had some of our best running games when he's been in there. He does a very good job in protection. You know, he's done that really since day one. And again, the guys, you know, Munch and Surratt coaching have done a great job having those guys ready to go week in and week out.
The regular season finale is this Sunday. Then you're in the playoffs, won a division, clinched the first round bye. So based on all of that and where you are and what you have in front of you, do you like what you're seeing from the offense?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, early on there were people on us a little bit, you know, feeling like we didn't reach our potential. But, you know, we knew in here that we were, you know, a play here or a play there away from playing at a very high level. And really the second half of the season, we've done that. We've made some of those plays that we weren't making early on. But that yet we were seeing day in and day out in practice that we knew we weren't far off. And again, the guys have done a very good job sticking together, you know, sticking with the plan. Week in and week out, we have a different game plan, really, that we're following, and they've done a very good job adjusting to whatever that game plan is, and we've just gotten better each and every week, and that's the name of the game. It really is. You know, if you stay the same, you're probably not going anywhere, and we've continued to evolve and get better and in each and every spot.